Hello?
Kathy.
Hello?
Hi, is that Kathy?
Is that you, Anne?
It's Francesca from INSO calling about your Scottish Redress Scheme inquiry.
Oh, hiya. It's a very, very bad line. Very bad.
That's okay. Is there a better time for me to give you a call?
Well, if I can hear you, because I can hardly hear you.
2 seconds. Is that any better?
Yes, that's better, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yes, it's Francesca from INSO calling. Just double check, is now a good time to talk, yeah?
Yes, it's fine.
Oh. Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you for data protection, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so would I be able to get your full name, please?
Kathleen Susan Minogue.
What's the first name, sorry?
Kathleen, with a K.
Kathleen. And your date of birth?
3762.
And your current address?
42 Jura Street, PH13AF.
And we have an email for you on file, is it? MinogueCathy@yahoo.com.
That's correct, yes.
And just to let you know, okay, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Could you just be able to confirm the postcode again for me, sorry?
PH13AF.
In Perth, yeah?
That's in Perth, yeah.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were in prior to being in care? So where your parents lived or...
Oh, 23 Beagans Terrace.
Beagans?
23 Beagans Terrace in Perth, Muirton. That's the last place I remember living with them.
Yeah, no problem. Would you be able to spell the street name for me, sorry?
G-O-W-A-N-S, Gowans Terrace, Muirton, Perth. And Muirton's Muirton.
Perfect, thank you. And would I be able to grab your parents' names?
I've never been asked any of this before from solicitors.
In regards to this, so this is for part of the application. So when it comes to getting the records from local councils regarding your time in care.
No, wait a minute.
You okay?
I don't think this is right, you know, somehow. I claimed for redress.
Yeah. Right?
And a solicitor took me on.
Yeah.
And unbeknown to me, if they did a civil case instead of the redress, they got more money. The redress is only 18% payment from the government, but a civil case gave them like 50,000 or more payment from a civil case. So they did a civil case and a solicitor told me they blocked my redress. So I never really got it. I got so much money, but it was a mess. It was in drips and drabs, and it was in a mess. But I actually never, when I first applied, got what I should have got. Now, this guy phoned me, solicitor.
Yeah.
Saying to me, he told me all this. He said, I blocked your redress. He said, I'm going to try and help you, blah, blah, blah. Is that you?
No. Yeah, no, that wouldn't have been with us. So in regards to that, so if you, so they took your case civil so they could get more money out of it.
Yes, they did a civil case unbeknown to me. They told me they were doing redress,
Yeah.
did a civil case which gave them well over £50,000 of my award money. Whereas
Yeah,
they've
so
done a
yes.
redress case, the government would have paid them, but the government would only have paid them 18%.
Yeah, so with us, so we don't work with the government. So there's like a
That's why I
scheme with
stopped you.
solicitors.
Yeah, that's why I
Yeah.
stopped you. Yeah, because I thought to myself, nobody's
Because,
ever asked me these questions like that.
yeah, so there's solicitors that work with the government, so they get paid
That's correct. And they've got,
about £2,000 regardless of whether you're successful or not.
yeah,
With
well,
us, so
they've got
we
50.
don't, yeah,
Yeah, they've got.
we don't get paid by the government for assisting you. So we our percentage is 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So it's like a no win, no
Oh,
fee.
that's no good to me, that really, is it? Because it's happened and a solicitor
Yeah.
ripped me off. But luckily, I've got a solicitor who was raised in Care and he knows what the story is and he's doing his best to get this stopped from solicitors because it's the government that pays them,
Yeah.
not the client. You should not be taking 16% off the client. That money
Yeah.
cannot be touched by a third party and that is in the law. But yet,
Yeah.
solicitors are doing it and it's going to be stopped.
Yeah,
You know what I
so
mean?
in regards to the you've done a civil case, so you may still be able, this isn't me by the, like I'm saying for the other,
No,
the you've
you're
already
not
got the help,
listening to
haven't
me.
you? No,
No, you're
I know
not
what I was
listening to
saying,
me.
so you still might be able to actually do a
Oh, you're not
redress
listening to
application.
me. You're not listening to me. I went to the redress when the solicitor did this to me. And they gave me some money at the redress. But not the way I should have got the whole 100,000. That's what I was
Yeah.
entitled to. But I ended up getting 6,000 off the redress because I got money off the civil case. I thought it was wrong that they took the civil case into consideration because civil cases got nothing to do with redress. Nothing.
Yeah, so in some cases, so if they can find a way to do it, they will. So
Oh, I know.
if you've had a payment that's even slightly relevant to
Yeah,
the
well,
redress
that's
of
what
what
happened here.
happened, yeah, then they take it off the redress.
Right, you
Yeah.
see, I thought you were the solicitor that's trying to get it back for me. Oh, wait a
No,
minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a
unfortunately,
minute.
that's not me, no.
I'm going to have to take this call. Sorry,
No,
sorry.
that's okay, no problem.